Since 1992, Eureka Pizza has been making pizza out of a building located on Leverett Avenue in Fayetteville. Now, recent additions to the outside of that building will help create the energy necessary to cook the company's pizzas inside the building. This week, Sun City Solar Commercial Energy of Springdale installed 40 solar panels on the roof of the Leverett store. Eureka Pizza owner Rolf Wilken says he believes his restaurant is the first pizzeria in the state to use solar power. The idea to install the panels occurred to him after reading a newspaper article.
Well, I was reading the Wall Street Journal, I guess 2 months ago, and they said that the cost was downward, that it was affordable and it was reasonable, where you could get a decent payback. So I said, oh, I wonder if that could be true. So I just kind of searched around, and I found John Girard from Sun City Solar, and I called him up and came out. And, you know, I was kind of stunned that the numbers did work, that you get a federal tax credit, and then SWEPCO throws in money, and suddenly you can be green and get up to half your energy from solar panels, and it's like a 50-month payback. I mean, it's really quick. So I said, well, let's do it. And I was just stunned more people haven't done it, but I think we're probably the kind of the cusp of the revolution, that now it is affordable and more people are going to do this.
John Girard, owner and general manager for Sun City Solar, explains that the reason solar power systems have become more affordable is because the price of the commodities that make up a solar cell has dropped dramatically in the last 3 to 4 years. He says the price of silica has dropped about 90% during that time. Girard says in a solar electric installation like the one they are doing for Eureka Pizza, installation does involve some drilling into the roof.
The first thing you do is you find, we do drill holes in your roof. So you've got to use a caulk that's going to last and not you know, cause any leaks for a super long term. And then you put a rail up, which is made out of aircraft aluminum, and then you attach your panels to that. So the panels don't, the electrical panels don't lie flat on the roof. They need some breathing room, 4 to 5 inches underneath them, so that the air can get under them and they don't overheat and you know, cause any issues. So that's what you're seeing now is, you've got feet, and then you've got panels, and then you've got the little microinverters or power boxes that go under that, and then the panels go on top of that, and then they all tie back into the inverter that they're putting outside.
Once the system is installed, Girard says the panels can work for decades and require little, if any, maintenance during a 20-plus year time period.
You're basically, it's a plug and play and forget on the solar system. You may want to rinse your panels off, get the dust and the pollen off in the spring, and maybe some of the dirt in the wintertime. But from a standpoint of their reliability and longevity, the component parts have warranties anywhere from 30 years to 10 years, and these are the major components, 25 years. So, and very little maintenance is required. Every once in a while we do get a service call on an older system, but it's not very often. Compare that to a car where, you know, you're not only do you have to put gas in it every week and practically every day depending on how far you drive, but do you ever have to change battery out? Yeah. Do you ever have to put new tires on it? Do you pay insurance on it? You know, all that costs you money ongoing for the lifetime of that car, and very few cars are going to last 25 years like a solar system will. So my recommendation is take that 20 grand and spend it on a solar system, and then go buy you a cheaper car, because that's going to it'll do you better in the long run from a standpoint of return on investment.
Depending on the amount of sunlight the panels receive, Eureka Pizza owner Rolf Wilken says the Leverett store could have as much as 50% of its power being created through solar energy. To keep patrons involved and informed about the solar panels, there will be a monitor in the store so customers can see how much energy is being created, among other things. This real-time information will also be available at the company's website.
When they showed me that, it was just so cool, the interactive thing, and he showed me like a kind of online index where you could see other installations around the world, and that was kind of cool. And they said, we have an option to make it as public, and of course I thought, why wouldn't you make it public? But I guess, you know, I don't, you know, tell everybody my pizza recipes, that sort of thing, so I guess I can understand some trade secrets. But I thought for something like this, you know, people are curious. You know, when you drive by a St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Springdale, you're like, hey, I wonder if they are making anything from the wind. And so that's when I said, well, of course, we're going to make it public. We'll have it in the lobby and then just people at home. And well, the response I've gotten, you know, when I've told my customers about it and they've emailed me and called me, I think they're really looking forward to that because, you know, everybody's always heard and they know it's, you know, there's more of it, but, you know, nobody ever knows, is it worth it? And, you know, are you making money? Are you saving money? And so hopefully, I think within a week, people can see, wow, you know, they made so many kilowatts, or I'm not even sure how they measure it, but it'll be fun to see. And then the cost savings, I think I'm going to be a little preacher in a sense of showing people, you know, for really a modest investment, you can get half your power from the sun. And just think how much energy the sun is sending our way, and we capture so little of it. So I think this is the beginning of a green revolution.
More information is available at eurekapizza.com or suncityenergy.com. This is Ozarks at Large.
I marry a nice young handsome fella. He don't care much for mozzarella. He likes a little pizza every night.